This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now then, there's a very, very well-received, well-appointed podcast. It's the only podcast I've ever known about in the gun genre that was up for podcast of the year across everything, across the entire, all podcasts. The purpose of the podcast is to discuss firearms, equipment, and training as it relates to self-defense from a military, law enforcement, and responsible citizen perspective. And this is Gunfighter Cast. Joining me, it's been a while, but and he's been doing some fun stuff today. I want to hear about that at the outset. But joining me again is Daniel Shaw of Gunfighter Cast, host and chief shooter there. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You got to do a little work with Ruger today, I take it.
Yeah, we're shooting a video series for new shooters to inspire people to get into shooting and the Second Amendment and, you know, all responsible ownership of firearms, and some range drills that new and experienced shooters can increase their skill set with. And really, really cool stuff. And they're doing a great job. And
so, what were you shooting? What Ruger pistols were you shooting today?
We were using compact American pistols in 9mm.
Tell me about those, because I don't know anything about them. I think they look pretty good. I've held a couple of them. They feel pretty good. I used to carry a Ruger P90 everywhere I went. I like Ruger pistols. Some of their stuff hasn't... I look at the American pistol, I'm like, okay, they're back on their game. Tell me about that gun, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I was really happy to see another American manufacturer start with a striker fire gun. I have got quite a bit of experience now with the Ruger American pistol. I don't work for Ruger. I'm not sponsored by them or anything else, but I think that Ruger American pistol is a very solid, reliable gun. Got a good trigger comparable to some of the best triggers on striker fires out there. It's just, you know, all around a workhorse. They designed it and built it for going after the military contract. So it is a robust gun that can take a beating.
That's a gun I want to try. Are they going to? Have they got a good ecosystem, a good spare magazine support, and that kind of thing? Because one thing I can't stand is to buy a gun and not be able to buy magazines for it.
Yeah, they do. It's not too hard to get the magazines for it, and there's also starting to be more support for things like better sights on the gun. You know, replacing the with some more. You know, whether you want some night sights or an emergency manipulation style sight with a forward leaning edge or flat for one hand manipulation stuff. So there's a lot more support coming in for the gun for aftermarket products now.
The what about holsters? Anybody making one of them?
Oh yeah, there's lots of folks out there making holsters for it. We've been using here Crossbreed and Blade Tech holsters, but okay. I mean, there's a majority of the major Kydex manufacturers and concealed carry holsters are making holsters for it. And a lot of the smaller guys out there that make awesome holsters, you know, there's just tons of holster manufacturers out there. A lot of the guys that do a really good job, but you know, they're not difficult to find a holster for one for sure.
Now, a lot of people look at a new gun, which the American pistol, as which I have no experience with, but it's relatively new on the scene, right? A lot of people look at a new gun, and if it hasn't been out there and been, you know, just tested, and if 1,500 law enforcement agencies don't carry it, they look at it as sort of an unknown quantity, no way to figure out whether this is something I should carry. When I guess taking a class with the gun would actually shake it out, give it a fair accounting, wouldn't it? What do you think about the American pistol with what you did with it today?
Today, these are brand new shooters who have never even shot a gun before in their life, at least a couple of them. One of them has shot a little bit, but never any formal instruction, has a lot of bad habits and very little shooting, but just enough to get bad habits. The having a striker fire gun with no safety on it, no switches you got to flip on or off, nothing like that, just a good, solid, safe gun with the safeties that a striker fire needs, with a good trigger that's not feels like you're pulling it 3 feet long and with 25 pounds of pressure. It's great for learning. And, you know, I can say the same thing about many other guns, too. You know, Glocks or Smith & Wesson M&P series, your H&Ks. You know, there's tons of options out there with striker fire guns that are just really good for learning and just figuring out. One thing that's strange about me, and maybe this is another episode one day, I am not a big fan of people to learn or learning defensive shooting and starting with a 22 caliber handgun. I think it's counterproductive.
Well, I mean, the word is amongst these people that do this is that this is a good way to break them in, right? To get them, but they're not really getting used to anything, are they? Until they get to the caliber they're going to carry.
The problem is people miss because they move the gun during the act of firing.
Right.
It's not because they slam the trigger. It's not because they jerk the trigger. It's because they move their body to point the gun not at the aiming area while they're firing. And somebody, you can call it anticipation, you can call it whatever you want, but they're moving the gun. The idea here is to make the gun go bang without moving it. So if I'm shooting a gun that doesn't really have recoil and doesn't engage that sense that I have where, oh, I need to compensate for the movement of this gun, then we're not actually engaging the problem that the shooter's going to encounter when they go up to a defensive caliber.
It's just adding another layer to it. It's a false sense of learning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of that. I've seen people that do that. I've seen people that teach the CCW class and bring all 22 pistols and don't let them even qualify. Here in South Carolina, you can do that. You qualify with something, but once you start, you have to go all the way through the qualification with it.
Yeah, and you know, before the hate mail starts, I am not saying that don't take the 22s out. I mean, when you've got people who are really, really intimidated, really scared, you know, and we're just trying to get them a good positive experience. It's perfect. It's great. Even if it's, especially if it's suppressed. So I'm not anti-22s. I don't think that I'll hear all about it.
Well, I'm not anti-22 either, but if somebody is, I mean, you're an instructor. I have worked a little bit as a range safety officer, and I see these people. I see a lot of women showing up with, like, typically the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard little 380 gun.
Ooh.
And it's great, right? It's great because it's so small, so easy to hide until they figure out, well, wait a minute, I'm only getting two support fingers on it. It's really itty-bitty small. If I put two hands on it, I'm just about covering up the gun. And then they start shooting it, and here in South Carolina, you just got to shoot 50 rounds. And I don't know how many times after one of these CCW classes, all these ladies head back to the gun shop to trade that back in and say, listen, I need a real gun that has a grip. That'd be nice, thanks.
Decent sights.
Decent sights. You know, I need something. They were telling me to aim at something, and I don't know how to aim because this is just a little itty-bitty slab of something. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer. If you're going to carry this, then go qualify with it. Train with it. Start with it because that's sort of a false beginning, isn't it, when you get out there and train with the gun you're not going to carry just because it doesn't jump as much.
And don't be so attached to it. You know, most people who own guns, they own plenty of guns, or they trade them or sell them. Just because, you know, people will say, hey, what gun should I buy? You know, you need to go shoot a lot of guns, but don't think that it's the only gun you're ever going to buy. As you learn more, you're going to realize that there's a better gun for you, and that's perfectly fine. Don't get caught up into the brands. You know, don't get caught up into, well, my buddy likes this. He said I need to get a Glock. You may need to get a Glock, but you need to give some other options out there a chance, too, because they may be better guns for you. And I don't be a fanboy of any gun manufacturer. I like information. The information says this gun's better for me. I'll go to it.
Yeah. I'll tell you about my reforming when we get back. Gunfightercast.com, that's where you can find what Daniel puts out. Quite a body of work. It's been out there for a while. He does a lot of things that I wish I could get out and do. And he comes up with a lot of results firsthand. And it's all about what is real to tell you about when it comes to employing a weapon. We'll be right back. My guest is Daniel Shaw. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Gunfighter Cast is Daniel Shaw. How much time do you spend on the range a month, would you imagine?
I would say up until this month when I started school down at the University of Miami and ran away from hurricanes and all kinds of stuff. I would usually spend, I would say at the very least somewhere between 8 and 10 full days, you know, at least 8 hours out there, either teaching or doing something, training.
Does somebody that is trying to train to be proficient with a gun, How often would you advocate they go to the range to train?
It's a good question. I'd say it's like anything. You know, how good do you want to be, and how fast do you want to be that good? There is a certain point where you're getting shot out and you start getting frustrated, and then you may just not want to do it as much anymore, because we all reach plateaus and everything we're trying to master.
Right.
But we also have to sustain it. But, you know, there's I would say someone should take it. I'd say if they can, you know, financially able and everything else and everything permits, I would like for most people that carry guns to do 2 to 3 classes a year with different instructors, or one that they know is really good that helps them every time. But take some classes with some different people. I'll just come take my classes, take classes with tons of other people, and you know, get what you can from everybody. So the range, the class does a lot for us. It helps us learn how to train better. And we don't always get better in a class, maybe a little bit of improvement, but the improvement happens when you're doing the homework. And, you know, I would say at least go into an indoor range and shoot in a box of rounds can help us. We can do some things. But
sure.
Actually going out and doing something that's a bit more realistic, you know, more in tune with fighting with the gun, once a month, it's great. You know, dry practice routine at home, working on drawing our gun from concealment. We get a new holster. That means I need to put in some work with it. I need to allocate some hours to that before I even carry it in that new holster. A new gun the same way. So there's a lot of factors that really decide, how much somebody should train. A lot. Is that a good answer?
That's a pretty good answer, yeah. Recently, I don't know if I've talked to you since I did this. I decided I have a couple of issues with Gaston Glock. Not the company, not the people that work, and definitely not the gun, but I with the glut of innovation going on in the gun industry, I decided to forego Glocks out of the box and look around a little bit. Of course, my first foray was towards the SIG P320, which mine are getting fixed right now as we speak, and they will be back, and I will carry them again. But while that was happening, I decided to try a couple of other things, and there really is no one gun in actuality, for me, as far as what I see. There's some that are better than others, but like the Ruger American pistol, for example, which I haven't tried. I think that's probably as viable as any gun out there. And should people, from an instructor's viewpoint, should people look out there? Because what is necessarily the one that everybody in law enforcement carries, is that necessarily going to be the best one for everybody?
No, and anybody that's in law enforcement, especially at a mid-level or higher, will tell you that they don't always get the latest and greatest and the best gear. Now, fortunately, when it comes to handguns, most agencies are carrying good quality, reliable guns that work well, and they've been chosen for really, really good reasons. You know, with a few exceptions across the country.
Sure.
But it's a little bit slower than that. Sometimes the technology outruns that system, and sometimes these agencies don't have a lot of money, and maybe they wanted gun X, but they got a really, really great deal on this other gun, and they decided to go with that because that's what they could afford to outfit their officers in the way they needed to. So there's a lot more goes into gun selection in the law enforcement side than just what is the absolute best.
Right.
You know, so it's definitely important, something we should think about. What's being carried, what's being used, what's the military using. You know, there's a lot of factors that may make that the military has to deal with that we as armed citizens are not going to have to deal with. And so and they have a totally different logistics system to make sure that they can keep these things working properly. So we deal with totally different things than law enforcement do and military as armed citizens carrying guns. So we also get to choose. A lot of these officers don't get to choose the gun they carry. They get to choose what the department tells them to choose. And
right.
Some of them have never even shot another gun. So I encourage people to go shoot a variety of guns and always keep their eye open to the latest thing. Maybe you love your Glock, but the next big thing is red dots on guns, on handguns. So maybe you're thinking about putting a red dot on the gun. If you're a bad shooter, a red dot is not going to make you a good shooter. But if you're a good shooter, a red dot could make you better at some things. So I always try to keep my eye on technology, one, because it shows up in class. I need to know about it. But also, I don't want to be behind when there's something better, and I should be using that.
Think about red dots and stuff like that, all of these cutting-edge things that are coming out now. To me, they have application both for somebody like you, who's a younger man than me, that probably has still, you still probably have very good eyesight and everything else.
I have horrible eyesight.
Okay, well.
But
okay.
I get your example.
You get my example. For somebody like us, then, that has failing eyesight, aging eyesight, that red dot takes away and makes it a little easier just to put that on there. Although there's a few little subtleties to sticking that up there and actually seeing the dot, isn't there? It's a whole different sort of plane that you're holding the weapon on to see that dot float into view, isn't it?
It's a little different presentation, and it doesn't take a whole lot to get used to, but it is different than deploying that gun or presenting that gun to your iron sights. The dot changes things a little bit. I find it helps people a lot that are using bifocals and trifocals, because they can maintain a target focus and superimpose that dot on the target that they're shooting at without having to actually focus on the object in the gun, where they have to figure out which lane to look through in their glasses and move their head up and down. So it makes it easier for those wearing transition lenses and that kind of stuff. And I find that they like it a lot.
I never shoot with my glasses on. That is one thing I have not, because I wear bifocals. It's irritating enough, so I don't even bother trying to do that. And my eyesight so far,
same thing.
Yeah, I find it works out better at this particular moment than trying to wear my glasses. But when we get back, I want to talk about what you see as trends in what you're dealing with, primarily since. Real quick, we got about a minute. Is the nature of what we need to carry as concealed carriers, is that beginning to change?
I think it is, but I think that answer is a bit longer than a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
I think it includes a few things.
Medical. Yeah.
I think it, but firearms for sure. I need to make sure that I'm prepared. I have a gun that I can shoot. Not only shoot at the gut distance, but I can shoot accurately, because my only shot may be a 25-yard shot in some
right.
of these active shooter situations that we see.
Okay. Well. When we get back, we're going to talk about that and more for those of us that carry, you know, for every one of us, most of us, civilians, that type. The first thing that we're going to pull is going to be the handgun. So my guest this hour is Daniel Shaw, Gunfightercast instructor, podcaster, videographer. We'll be right back with more of this when we get back. Gunfightercast, go out there, check the website, gunfightercast.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I've been working on that. Go subscribe to Daniel's. I'm sure he's got some good stuff on there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Lock and load. My guest this hour from Gunfighter Cast is Daniel Shaw, not just a podcaster, but an instructor, student, constantly, you know, sort of a, I sort of look at you as sort of a Leonardo type guy, Daniel, to be honest with you, just because of the way you continue your education and seek that kind of stuff. Don't get the big head. Do we still have Daniel?
Okay.
Did you hear all that I said about you?
I did. I said that's pretty tough shoes to fill right there.
No, it isn't. No, you can handle this real good. Now, let's talk about the question I asked you. Is it beginning to evolve what we need to be carrying? And you correctly, I thought, said that it takes longer than a minute to answer that. But let's discuss that. Is it based upon the world today? Is it based upon the availability? What's it based upon?
You know, we could probably get into some philosophy here and history and evidence and all kind of stuff. But, you know, we see a lot of violence. And I don't think the violence that we see is a new thing in society. We've seen the kind of violence that happens in our country for many years. You know, and there's a lot of people who want to continue that violence and do us harm. And you know, that is a threat, a thing that we should be prepared for. I'm not saying the small little revolver that I sometimes drop in my pocket isn't going to be adequate for those situations, but I know that my larger frame guns would most likely be more adequate for those situations. A rifle would be even better, but I'm not going to start carrying a rifle everywhere I go.
Right.
It loses a little bit on me in the practicality of it. And everybody else has their factors and what guns they can carry. Do they have to be concealed, you know, depending on where they live or what they do for a job? So there's so many influences. I can't say that this is what you should be doing because everybody's so different. And I don't have that big of an ego or arrogance to say that. But I do my best to carry the closest to full-size gun that I can reasonably conceal and have on me and be able to deploy quickly if I needed to. And that's, you know, it's part of a system. Because if we see something like an active shooter, you know, I alluded to it a little bit earlier, my only shot to save a life, maybe 25 yards. One, I need to have the skill to do that. But I also, I need to have the equipment that allows me to do that. And that little gun with horrible sights on it and terrible trigger is may not be the gun to do that. And then I also need to have some training and some tools for the aftermath because people are most likely going to be injured. And, you know, we want to save lives if we need to by using violence, because sometimes violence is the answer and we have to save lives. Even if it is through violence. But then after that, you know, we need to be able to work on people and keep blood in bodies and save lives. So I try to keep all that with me. Medical kits. I fly with them as much as I can. I have a medical kit on me and I have a gun on me. And even if I have to carry a small gun, I'll sometimes carry a little bag with a real gun in it, you know, and have the small gun in my pocket, something right here, but easy way to carry. So it just depends on the person, but I don't know if society and the world has changed so much that, it's worse than it ever has been. I think somebody could argue against that and say it's kind of always been the same. But, you know, I don't know. Or it's even safer now than it was before. But from what I see and when I go out with my family, I don't feel comfortable having just a small little gun on me. And I'm their bodyguard right now.
Right. So as let's say that you're going to carry on body. Let's set a few parameters. You're going to carry on body. You are going to you can easily conceal pretty much whatever, you know, whatever the guns of the time are currently. What's the double stack or single stack?
I'm typically a double stack.
So I'm going to presume 9mm.
Yes. Almost always carry 9mm. Typically an HK VP9 or a Glock 19. Those are usually my two go-to guns. Sometimes when I'm reviewing a gun, and I've already put some rounds down range for it and know that it's going to work, with my carry ammo, I will carry it because I think I can provide better reviews to my audience, if I've actually carried the gun and not just went and shot a box or threw it on the range.
Right.
I carry other guns often as well.
15 rounds, you consider 15 rounds to be the threshold for double stack?
Yeah, in most cases, we see 15 rounds being fine, or being what we're restricted to, and maybe 16 with one in the chamber. You know, there's some of the states that still only allow 10 rounds in the magazine and some of those issues. So, I mean, that's what they have to deal with. But, yeah, I like to have 15 rounds and a reload. And not a reload because I'm expecting to fight 30 people or in a shootout that lasts so long that I fire 31 rounds.
Right.
And if I carry a reload with my Glock 19, I'll be carrying – I have a Glock 17 magazine in my pocket. If I carry the VP9 SK, I'll have a regular VP9 magazine in my pocket. So I've got the 15-round capacity and maybe the smaller capacity in the gun, depending on the gun that I'm carrying. But it's really because I see on the range and people I watch shooting all the time, and even myself, the magazines are where they fail more than anything else. It's the weakest point in the entire gun is the magazine. Base plates coming off, you know, all kinds of stuff happens with magazines. I got out of my car once, went into a mall, came back to my car, and my magazine was sitting in my seat because my seatbelt had hit my holster and pushed it against the inside of the holster and released my magazine. So
goodness.
Having a reload with you, I think, is very important.
Have you had any magazines come apart on the VP9? Because that's what I'm currently carrying most of the time right now.
I haven't, and I haven't seen any magazines come apart in the VP9, but it would not surprise me if somebody was shooting a VP9 tomorrow and it happened. It really wouldn't. It's just something I see so common with every brand.
The
reason I haven't is probably because I only see in a class there may be one or two VP9s in it, and you know, Glocks really dominate classes and Smith & Wesson MPs.
But I would think a class for you, this is where you get to see all of the unexpected realities come up with the various skill levels that might pop up and everything else. You might see a gun put in a position or used in a manner that the designer never intended. You've never seen it. You're sitting there sort of going, do I need to stop? You know, do I need to stop this? What do I need to do with this part of it? You know,
there's so much learning that occurs.
Yeah.
That nobody could ever plan for and put it in a PowerPoint. It's specific to that individual student, something that they did, some situation that they got themselves in kind of an elaborate drill or something that they did that was kind of a mistake, and then they led to another mistake, but then they had to fix it all, you know, and it's, you know, we see a lot of shooter induced stoppages, and having good problem solving features on the gun to help the shooter clear stoppages and problems with the gun is very important when we're selecting a gun. So I see them create all kind of problems all the time on their own just by accident. And, you know, I know what breaks. I see things break all the time. I know what holsters break. And I'll tell you, every holster breaks if they use it, if they really use it. I haven't found one that just doesn't break. That's why I always go with a holster company that has a variety of companies that has a good warranty, because holsters break. They just do it. And you know, I collect some data on what I see break and the problems that I see occurring. Ammo that sometimes has problems, and they're generally shooting, you know, cheap range stuff. But you know, I've got some really good information on what works and what doesn't just from watching it all the time.
I really wish you were in my locale. I would really like. Are you in Florida now?
I am. I live in Florida. I'm up in Vermont right now, but I live in Florida. But I got family in North Carolina. I'm up around that way fairly often.
One of these days, if you're not doing anything, I need you just to run me through a few paces. But let me do a little point now before we go to break, before you say yes or whatever else you might say. Gunfighter Cast. Find that at gunfightercast.com. Everybody knows that I've been trying to build my YouTube page, and right there on his website, you can go straight to the link and subscribe to Gunfighter Cast. I did that while he's been talking. I'm going to look at his video for some of the stuff that I'm looking for. I mean, he trains people like Rob Lethem. If you've never heard of Rob Lethem, well, you really are new to shooting, aren't you? But you can get the benefit of what he's doing, and you can listen to the podcast and see him take some things through the paces. That's why you want to go with the multimedia approach. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Daniel Shaw of Gunfighter Cast. As we close out and everything, in the world we live in today, are you thinking about carrying a second reload? Do you think that's necessary? Do you look at your kit? And I'm sure you reevaluate everything that you do most of the time when you're considering everything as you get out there and train. What's your mindset as we look at some of the things and think about some of the things that we might encounter?
You know, there's a lot of folks, you'll hear them talk about on gun forums and all over the internet about the importance of having a flashlight. But I would encourage people to begin to train and figure out a way to carry a weapon-mounted light and a handheld light and learn how to train with both. I see more misconceptions when it comes to using white light with a handgun than almost anything in the whole defensive world right now. There's just so many myths out there that are really not true. And I would recommend people go get some training on using proper light techniques and employing that light when they have to use their gun. We see a lot of violence happening in low light conditions. So whether you're a law enforcement officer or an armed citizen, I think that would be very beneficial. And you'll end up using your light all the time, you know, for things that don't involve guns, not the one on the gun, but the one that's not a weapon mounted light. But that's a big one. The reload, for sure. Have a reload. I mean, I see so many magazine failures that I am 100% convinced that I need to have a reload on me. And again, not for the massive fight, but for it's the weakest link of the entire gun.
One is enough, you think?
You mean, I guess it wouldn't hurt, but carrying a gun is inconvenient to begin with, right?
Yeah.
I hate carrying guns. I just hate not having a gun more than I hate carrying guns. I rarely carry more than one magazine. I might have an extra one in a bag if I'm carrying a bag with me, but I'll keep one in my left front pocket in most cases, my extra reload there. I don't drop two in them myself, so I'm not going to tell lies and pretend like I have four magazines on me or anything like that. But, one, just because of that, the problem solving of what that can do in case something were to happen. I dropped that magazine inadvertently. I've got one with me, and I can always fix the problem no matter what the problem is if it involves the magazine. So I think one solves a lot of the problem, but somebody would tell you that one is none. I'm not the guy that just goes crazy overboard, you know, with a whole kit ready to go to war whenever I go out to the mall or something, you know, but I will drop a magazine in my pocket.
One thing that I've been trying, and I mean, this is it's not radical for me to depart to this thing, but in the 80s, when the Beretta came into the inventory for the U.S. Army and we were switching from the 1911 to the Beretta, A lot of us in Europe started looking for 9mm pistols because we had something called our ice pack, which was, you know, what we would actually go to war with. And, you know, everybody there fully planned on carrying a secondary weapon with them. It wasn't something we went and trained with or anything, but everybody out there that I knew, besides me, went out and bought a CZ-75. And that was in 1985. So, you know, segue 32 years later, and I picked up and I've been running around with a little bit the CZP-09 with, you know, the double-action, single-action system and the 19-round magazine. What do you think about that kind of a gun as a carry gun?
You know, some people are just totally against the double single. I grew up on a double single. My dad carried a Beretta, you know, 40 cal 96, and this was one of the first handguns I ever shot, I think it was. And then I carried a Beretta 92 for years in the Marine Corps.
Right. So I
don't mind the double single. I think the striker fire is much easier for a few different reasons, and there may be a little bit more learning curve with the double single. There's some advantages there. You know, I got that long, heavy double action. The gun's not on safe. It doesn't need to be. It's just a long, heavy double action.
Right.
And then the subsequent shots are light, crisp trigger pulls that we would expect from a single action gun because that's what they are. So there's some positives there. And it ends up into the person's choice, really, at the end of the day. You know, at CZ, they're by themselves. They've got some pretty cool guns. And was it the P10, the new one, or their newest one?
Yeah.
Solid little striker fire gun. Good filling little gun. I like it. And, it's a fun flat shooting gun. So there's lots of options out there in the striker fire, the double single world. It really just comes down to the individual. I try to myself. I don't really, carry the double singles anymore. I just find that I like the striker fires the most. And I used to be a big fan of the double singles. I carried a SIG 226 for a long time and I don't hate them, but I found that the striker fires are just better for me.
Yeah, the thing I like about the I just like the capacity of the gun. I can conceal it. I'm more of an outside the waistband kind of guy when it comes to concealing, so I can conceal it, which means I never tuck in my shirt. But I'm in radio, so I don't ever have to tuck in my shirt. And I'm in gun talk radio, so if nobody expects me to ever tuck in my shirt, so that plays into what I need to do anyway. That's something I've been trying, although I am a big VP9 exponent now. I'm very happy.
Coming up on wintertime. I'm sorry.
And?
Coming up on wintertime. And wintertime is the time of the year where we can carry pretty much any gun that we want, especially if you live in a place that gets a little chilly.
Yeah.
You know, you can carry outside the waistband with a decent holster and cover that with a jacket or whatever, and it's so easy to conceal, and it looks natural. You wear a jacket in the middle of summer, it looks kind of funny, but the wintertime, you know, we can carry anything. And that actually reminds me of another point. Carrying a larger gun, the most important thing that's often overlooked is the holster selection. Holster selection can be the deciding factor of whether you can conceal this gun or not conceal it.
Well, and that's the thing about Glock, isn't it? Do you think that's one reason a lot of people go with Glock? Because when they're looking for a holster, when they go to a gun shop, Glock is sort of the iPhone of guns, so everybody makes a holster for it. Everybody's got a holster for it. Does that sort of lead a lot of people in that direction?
I think so. It's so easy for them, you know, to find whatever part they want for it, whatever holster they want to it. I will say that very few gun shops, not all, there's a few out there, very few gun shops carry the holsters that I have found to be the best for concealment. It's strange. They're usually available online.
Yeah. I would have to concur with that. Most of the stuff that they sell is, and it's the usual suspects as far as you got paddle holsters, you got Phobos, you got Blackhawk. Then for inside the waistband,
might some Comtech, some Crossbreed, some other things in there. And
that's an upscale gun shop though around here anyway. To see Crossbreed or Comtech or any of those, most of the places around here, the big box thing. They carry the Galco, of course. Not too many people carry stuff like DeSantis or Paul Hume or some of this other stuff, but
Or Raven Concealment or Bravo Concealment. You know, some companies that are really doing some innovation in holster design to to keep the gun tighter to the body, to keep the grip tight against the body so it doesn't push out the shirt. You know, there's a lot of cool stuff, little small details people are adding to holsters now that will allow somebody that my size, I'm 175 pounds, 5'10", to carry a Glock 17 with a weapon light on it. The 17 gets a little tough in the summertime, but the 19, I can do it with a light on it.
There you go. Well, that's, I guess that's going to be my next evolution, is to carry a gun with a light on. I have tried it before. I wasn't real happy with that. I want to try this VP9 with a light on it. And I've got a Surefire somewhere in this house that will fit on it, but I moved and I have misplaced it. And I'm just resisting going out and spending another couple $100 on a flashlight when I know as soon as I do it, I'll find that Surefire. So I've been searching for that. Once I get it done, I've got a local artisan that will make me a very good Raven concealment type holster of his own that is as good, if not better. And I get to watch it happen. So that's pretty good. In the show notes, if you're listening on the podcast, you'll see links to go and subscribe to the podcast as well as subscribe to Daniel's YouTube channel. Take it from me. Go subscribe to the man's YouTube channel simply because as creators out here, as we try to extend our multimedia reach, every time we get a subscriber, we really appreciate that. I've been in the same boat as you, Daniel. I presume you're trying to get subscribers. I'm trying to get subscribers. I just throw that out.
I don't do a whole lot with my own YouTube channel. I would like to do a lot more. Most of my work is on Funker Tactical YouTube channel. I've got a lot of videos up there. That's where most of it is. But I love subscribers on my channel, too. So don't go away from that.
There you go. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Back again on Monday. We got the new bag now, so we'll be back again on Monday. You know the spiel. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.